Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
from a very recognizable cat in the world of Hollywood lately and the jazz stage around the country. That was Massachusetts native trumpeter Bijan Watson joining the Jazz on the Latin Side All-Stars with the 2011 tune A Lucha. So he was recently in the film La La Land, and he got his persona cemented into the American mindset through that film. In the very beginning, he was classically trained, and since 8, he has performed for audiences all over the place. He went to the University of Southern California, the New England Conservatory of Music, and he was a member of the 1994 Disney All-American College Band and got some great exposure there. He has gotten around the Hollywood studio lots on movie soundtracks with studios like Paramount, Warner Brothers, and Disney. He has performed and toured or even recorded with Michael Bublé, Harry Connick Jr., Natalie Cole, Justin Timberlake, Alicia Keys, Prince, The Temptations, and many others. He is even the lead trumpeter for the critically acclaimed Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. Even John Beasley's Monkestra, the Gerald Wilson Jazz Orchestra, and the John DeVersa Progressive Big Band. He's also performed on episodes of American Idol, The Tonight Show, several Grammy Award shows, the BET Music Awards, and even Dancing with the Stars. And during a recent talk with Neon Jazz, Bijan had some thoughts on jazz.
You really need to be open to listening to different styles of music, and don't pigeonhole yourself. Don't get caught into a corner. Don't even as a jazz lover, be careful not to become like the jazz police and say, "Oh, that's not jazz," because it's maybe not. A bebop head or, a Charlie Parker like or Coltrane or whatever, you have to be open to getting out of your comfort zone and learning different styles of music.
With that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town with a rising star on the trumpet, Mr. Herman Mahari, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you all we got with the best we got. This next track is from a star in the jazz world and features Bijan on trumpet. Here's Canadian jazz pianist and singer Diana Jean Krall with the 2006 tune From This Moment On As We Move On.
From this moment on, you for me, dear, only to Vorty, dear. From this moment on, from this happy day, no more blue songs, only hootie-doo songs. From this moment on, for you got the love I need so much. I got the skin that I love to touch. I got the arms to hold me tight. Got those sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. Oh, from this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment on. You've got the love I need so much. I got the skin that I love to touch. I got the arms to hold me tight. I got the sweet lips to kiss me tonight. From this moment on, shall I date it?
Hey, this is Bijan Watson, international trumpet artist, jazz musician, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Swiss jazz trumpeter, flugelhornist, and composer Franco Ambrosetti with the 2014 tune Napoleon Blown Apart off the CD Close Encounter. So his father Flavio was a saxophonist who once played sax with Charlie Parker. Franco worked professionally with his father quite a bit in a group featuring George Grunts. From the start, he got classical piano training and was self-taught as a trumpeter. Over the years, he worked jazz festivals and concerts with the likes of Kenny Clarke, Dexter Gordon, Phil Woods, Cannonball Adderley, and many others. From the all-star combo of Duke Ellington and John Coltrane, man alive, that is some power. Here's the 1962 tune, Take the Coltrane, and we shall ride on down this jazz train track on this hour of music.
Thank you. Hi, this is Gary Smolian. You're listening to and enjoying Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz.
That was the talented composer, conductor, pianist, and music director Nathaniel Shilkred with his orchestra in tow with the tune Bigger and Better Than Ever, circa 1929. So his father was an immigrant and played a number of instruments, and along the way he made sure that Nat and his three brothers were all accomplished musicians at a very young age. Nathaniel was a child prodigy, touring the country with the New York Boys Orchestra from the age of 7 to 13 as their clarinet soloist. And from his late teens into his mid-20s, he became an old man. He was the clarinetist in the best New York music organizations. From an octet led by J.J. Johnson and Kai Winding, this is the Peanut Vendor off the 1995 CD Afro-Cuban Jazz 47-60 on this kind of spicy hour of jazz, kids. We'll be right back.
Claire Daly in New York City, baritone saxophonist, and we are now listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Nomino.
That was the jazz pianist Jess Stacy with his swing-era chops with the tune Can't We Be Friends. Right out of Bird's Point, Missouri, he is really known for his years with the Benny Goodman outfit during the late 30s, particularly his performance at Goodman's Carnegie Hall concert in 38. From the wonder known as Glenn Miller and his orchestra here in 1942, it's a military secret. We can't even talk about it around here as this hour of jazz moves on in a little bit of secrecy.
Yourself unstrung.
Harmonica.
Just from a slip of the tongue.
Don't talk about the weather.
It's a military secret.
Just keep your wits together.
That's the safest way to keep it.
These are critical times. Be careful of espionage.
In such critical times, you've got to watch out for sabotage.
If you must talk to someone,
don't give any information.
It's smart to be a dumb one. Simply change the conversation.
Let's just talk about love, 'cause that's what I'm thinking of. And
it's no military secret that I love you.
Thank you.
keep a secret.
Well, can I take you dancing?
If you'll take my heart and keep it, I'm not saying a word. I'm careful whatever I do.
I guess everyone's heard. I wanna give all my love to you.
If you gotta talk to someone, don't give any information. It's smart to be a dumb one. Simply change the conversation.
Let's talk about love.
That's what I'm thinking of.
It's no secret, no secret. It's no secret that I love you.
This is Hammond B3 organist Chris Hazleton. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo.
That was jazz piano cat Lou Levy, born to Jewish parents in Chicago, with the tune Tiny's Other Blues. He started playing piano when he was 12 under the influence of Art Tatum and Bud Powell, and who didn't then? He was professionally playing gigs by 19, and that was with the likes of Georgie Auld, Sarah Vaughan, Chubby Jackson, Woody Herman's Second Herd, Tommy Dorsey, and even Flip Phillips, one of my favorite names in jazz. From Israeli-American jazz bassist, composer, and bandleader Omer Avital with his quintet in tow, this is the 2010 song Anthem to Life, live at Smalls, and live right here on Neon Jazz Kids.
Thank you. Neon Jazz!
That was the heart and soul of Chicago on the cornet, the legendary Muggsy Spanner with his Dixieland Band, circa 1950 with the tune It's a Long, Long Way to Tipperary. From the man with so much style, it was legendary. This is Les Baxter with his orchestra with the tune Unchained Melody, circa 1955, as our melodious jazz ride continues, closer to the end, right here on Neon Jazz.
Time can do so much. Are you? Chan, composer from Los Angeles. You're now listening to Neon Jazz.
That was jazz trumpet man and big band leader Harry James with his trusty orchestra in 1941 with the Carnival of Venice. And our final act comes from band leader, actor, director, and producer Ozzie Nelson from The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. Here he is with his orchestra in 1934 with the tune If I Had $1 Million, Man Alive, Only If. And thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that would build his own radio empire you would dig the most with that $1 Million. The Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Keeping it real.
Reach out, let us know what's going on. We're always here at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
I'd tie a string around the world and bring all of it to you. Those little things you pray for, whatever they may be, I'd have enough to pay for them all, COD. If I spent $1 Million, I know I would never care, because as long as you were mine, I'd still be a millionaire. That's why I'm always dreaming, dreaming of what I'd do. If I had $1 Million and knew